Right, I always like this question, Wes. So after a lifetime of hunting and guiding mule deer hunters, and you've seen it all, what is the most common mistake that mule deer bow hunters make?
Oh, man, there are so many things you can do to mess it up. I guess to try to nutshell that, get in a hurry when it's time to slow down, or slow down when it's time to be in a hurry. But overall, if you keep that formula right, you bet a buck and then you wait for the thermals to shift and then for the wind to get right, and then you let them reposition the second time and you move in, it would just be moving in too fast. I hunt very methodically, and I use awareness as my key component when I'm in kill mode. Is I go into that other mode. I don't know what happens, but I know something in me goes into a very primal perspective, and I become a killer, and that's my focus. It's not something that I can live my day-to-day life with, because it is a whole different gear of that predator. And so if I said what is the most common mistake, it would be that approach would be to bring some of your other life with you into that stalk. So you're kind of anxious, or you're thinking about something else, you're not paying attention, and you're kind of in a hurry, and you get a little bit of short timer syndrome, or whatever you would call it, where you start thinking about the outcome instead of thinking about the very next place your foot goes. You start wondering about, is he there? Is he still there? I need to see him. I need to know if he's there. No, you don't. You need to put your foot right there so you don't make any noise. And that's all you need to do right now. And moving in that methodical way is probably where my success has come from. I had to teach myself that, from being young, because I just get so excited. I would make the mistake of not believing the deer was there, so I didn't pay attention to every single movement that I made. I'd say that that's close. And then as I'm talking, I can think of a whole lot of other things that could go wrong, but not paying attention to moment by moment, I'd say, is the number one problem.